Chapter 16, Use and Abuse of Religion. Individual Diagnosis and Treatment. The subject of religion has received a casual treatment the world over. Hardly anyone takes up religion seriously, except perhaps the professionals who make a living out of it. And they too have no clue of what it is. Humans can ill afford to do so. Religion is a technology dealing with the development of the individual, just as science is a technology dealing with the improvement of the world. Life is constituted of the individual and the world. Both of them need to be carefully developed, improved. If neglected, there can be no material or spiritual progress. Even the intelligentsia have no idea of the role of religion in human life. In the name of religion, some plunge into ritualistic practices without understanding what they represent. Others indulge in devotional prayer and worship, soliciting material gain and mental solace for themselves. Yet others pick up religious books indiscriminately and read them to satisfy their curiosity. Few approach it methodically as one would pursue science or technology. And the world remains deprived of the value and worth of religion. Consequently, few can claim to have attained spiritual mastery. Medicine or engineering is a scientific course. To gain the knowledge of either, you need to go through a systematic process of study under proper guidance. You cannot become a surgeon or an engineer by merely reading medical or engineering books of your choice. The technical courses have laid down definite procedures to follow. You observe these disciplines as far as scientific technology is concerned. You would join a university, follow the prescribed course step by step, year by year, under qualified masters until you complete it. But you do not care to treat religion the same way. You do not seem to appreciate that religion is a technology far more scientific than any other known in the world, that there is a greater system and more rigorous discipline associated with the spiritual courses. The procedures laid down in them are far more exacting. You will have to follow them meticulously, like the other sciences. Besides, you need guidance, supervision to enable you to adhere to the right channel for your spiritual evolution. Needless to mention, you must put in the all-important effort on your part to observe these disciplines to gain spiritual evolution. Spiritual disciplines are varied. The fundamental requirement, though, is to choose the aspect of training compatible to one's person. Every individual has a distinct constitution. The inner nature differs from person to person. One's own inner constitution is known as Swadharma, and a constitution of an alien nature is Paradharma. You must make sure you choose your spiritual discipline in accordance with your Swadharma and not Paradharma. This applies even in the material field. You must select a career which conforms to your basic nature and temperament. If your inner nature is inclined towards mathematics, you should choose your study and career in mathematics. Or it could be music, sport, any other field. Thus, basing your career on your inner nature, you would meet with success and progress in your chosen field. The same rule holds good in the spiritual realm as well. Your inner nature could be emotional or intellectual or balanced in both. Seldom does one find a person lacking both emotion and intellect. You must therefore take up the spiritual discipline compatible with your particular nature. That would escalate your spiritual development. The first and foremost phase of spiritual training is the diagnosis of one's inner constitution. Before you take up a spiritual path, you must ascertain the nature of your constitution. The inner nature is determined by the varying strength of the mind and intellect. When your mind is more developed than your intellect, you are classified as emotional. Whereas, when your intellect is more developed than your mind, you are intellectual. Balanced in both, you are active. And there are the broad disciplines of devotion, knowledge, and action prescribed for the three categories. Spiritual disciplines are imparted to the mind and intellect to rehabilitate them. Chasing your mind's emotions, subtilize your intellectual thoughts. To achieve this, you need to administer appropriate spiritual practice in accordance with the nature of your inner constitution. One medicine cannot take care of all diseases. The emotional need to take to the path of devotion. The intellectual need the path of knowledge, and the active the path of action. But in the world today, these three classes of people take up courses at random, and the spiritual practices in vogue are all indiscriminately mixed up. They have no method, system supporting them. People usually follow a religious practice because they're born into it, or because of environmental influence, or certain circumstances or opportunities that came their way. Rare indeed are they based on analysis and choice as per their individual requirement. Consequently, religion has produced little effect upon humanity. Furthermore, even those classified as emotional, intellectual, or active do not carry each one's particular trait only. No person is wholly emotional, wholly intellectual, or wholly active. Each has his own trait in predominance and the other two traits as well in less degree. Hence, the three spiritual paths must be followed in the proportion of one's constituent nature. For instance, a person who is 70% intellectual, 10% emotional, and 20% active must put in 70% of his time and effort in the path of knowledge, 10% in devotion, and 20% in action. Thus, programming your diagnosis and treatment methodically, your progress in the spiritual path would be meteoric. Failing to observe a systematic procedure, your progress will be slow, or you may remain stagnant, perhaps deteriorate. Meditation is the final part of the spiritual course, not meant to be practiced by initiates. You do not start religious practices with meditation, you end with it. A spiritual seeker has to prepare the mind before he enters the final stage of meditation. The preparation is through consistent practice of the prescribed disciplines. An ill-prepared mind plunging directly into meditation could harm itself, suppress, frustrate the individual. Religious practices the world over have been indiscreet with no scientific bearing. Not planned, programmed to suit individual requirement, with hardly any correlation between a person's constitution and his religious observance. An emotional person would take to the path of knowledge, though he is least designed for introverted study and reflection. So too, an intellectual person would plunge into the path of devotion, indulging in prayer and worship, least suited for his spiritual progress. Thus, most people, if not all, err in taking to religious practices by sheer accident of birth or circumstance. Above all, a great blunder committed throughout the world is that people try to meditate with a load of desires heavily hanging on them. Minds infested with desires are most disturbed, and using an agitated mind to meditate is like a plane trying to take off with a load of weight more than it can carry. It can never take off and is bound to crash. So will a disturbed mind if it pursues in meditation without offloading the bulk of desires. Vedanta cautions people against beginning at the wrong end. Desires are your weakness. You must get rid of the weakness through proper disciplines. Keep your bosom free of desires. Then alone would you be able to meditate and realize yourself. A careful study and analysis of today's religious beliefs and systems would reveal how they have become a mockery. As a result, people have lost the vital instruction, guidance in their lives, and the world has led itself to anarchy. The concept of religion has to be revolutionized. The world has to look at it from a totally different perspective. Religion is not just a balm to soothe your nerves, nor an intellectual companion to relieve your boredom, nor a physical pastime to recreate yourself. Religion serves a different purpose. It provides you with the knowledge of the spiritual disciplines and their respective values. You must gain that knowledge, correlate your individual needs with the disciplines that would ensure your evolution. A community with such self-developed individuals is the need of the hour. But the world today is steeped in ignorance. People are fanatically attached to age-old ritualistic practices without any reference to their meaning and worth. That has caused disruption in the society. The human race has turned inhuman, and people have become bitter, hostile, militant in the name of religion. Therefore, the gravest problem facing mankind is stark ignorance of the reality, ignorance of your supreme self. Ignorance is the source of endless desires. People replete with desires go into the world seeking their fulfillment. Little do they realize that their desires can never be satiated through external pursuits. Ignorance can be overcome only through knowledge, the knowledge of yourself. Yourself is supreme. Realize yourself, you attain enlightenment. Through individual enlightenment, the world shall be redeemed.